Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You see Mikey, you see me, still waiting on Joey D, Mikey. I called him. I told him that I was like, you ready for the pod? He's like, he said, what pod? I said, we're filming at 6 o'clock. And he said, well, I'm in my ginch. And I was like, I don't know. It's not like the 6 o'clock was news. You know what I mean?
Listen, it's his world. We're just living in it, Bob.
You know what I mean?
His world. We're living in it.
Yeah, I don't know. There's times with the Bob just sports where he shows up late. I don't know if it's like a bit. Like, he'll even now just show up like a minute late. Like, we're saying that would be down at 6:30. He'll be there at like 6:30. It's never on time.
Who's consistently the most tardy?
Oh, Joe, without question.
Is it Joe always?
Not a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah.
That's hard to hear. That's hard to hear, honestly.
But, yeah.
Because I feel like he's a guy that always talks like he prides himself on he purports himself as being a guy who's always on time. Like he makes it seem like he's always like I'm never late. I'm on top of it. I'm there. And for you to say that is very, very discouraging.
Yeah, but are you surprised?
I have to bring it up when he comes in.
Are you surprised?
No.
Yeah. No. He went a little bit of a hand up to me recently that he's got to be better on time, but he's in the lobby here. So let's bring in the D-man and just keep it on rolling, ladies and gentlemen. And as we also bring in the D-man, that would be the Peter D coming off quite the hot chip experience. It's not the same juices flowing from before of the podcast, just because I was so excited for that chip. But we do have a little something that we're cooking up. Mikey, you don't even know this yet. Something that was brought to my attention today. Peter, good to see you, D. You look exhausted.
Yeah, I had to run off the golf course because we had to change the time that we're filming for this week. So. I mean, listen, I had a whole, I've been like getting burnt in the Utah sun out here in the desert, and, you know, had a round of golf that we were playing.
Mikey's got the barbecue. He's got the barbecue.
Whoa, let's not pretzel again, guys. I said we could have recorded anytime Saturday early. It had to be early or all day Sunday.
I said I was available all day Monday.
I said I was available all day Monday, all day Sunday. You guys can't do Monday. You can't do Sunday. What am I supposed to do, guys? I'm hosting tomorrow.
We're on a 2-hour time difference here, so we wouldn't have been able to do 8 o'clock.
Got that. What about Sunday or Monday? I gave an all day window of availability.
I would have been on a Mountain Dew van.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, okay.
Right. So, Joe, quite frankly, while you're traveling in Utah in a Mountain Dew van, the fact you had to come off the golf course a little early, I canceled dinner plans. I really don't give two flying fucks.
It's 6 o'clock here. I haven't eaten. I'm fucking starving.
You're not gonna starve.
You probably had a really nice homemade Holly made dinner tonight that you're sitting at doing the pod after a nice full stomach.
Shows how much you pay attention, Joe. It's Pizza Friday.
Oh, even better. You had a whole pie.
Pizza Friday.
I would have died to have a pie right now.
You don't want Utah pie, dog. I could guarantee you probably don't want that Utah pie.
No, you're probably right.
You don't want that Utah pie.
But can I ask you something in all seriousness? Like, I couldn't fathom having 30 people over at my house to host a barbecue dinner. And it seems like you're hosting. And again, out of curiosity, do you enjoy having like hordes of people over to your house to host?
So here's,
for me, that sounds so like a ton of responsibility.
So last year we did it. It was a smaller group. This year it's going to be a little bit bigger. It's a lot of kids, which is obviously that's tough because kids are just, but I will say this. I don't mind it because it's in the yard. You know what I mean? It's not like it's inside.
Yeah, but you got to make sure your house is spotless. You got to clean up after. You got to buy the food for the barbecue. Like, that's a lot of work, Michael.
It's entertaining. I love it.
You do like to entertain?
I do
love it. Oh, I mean, of course he loves it. Bobby does it all the time.
I do.
You guys are a natural entertainer.
I mean, you guys have been over for Football Sunday.
You do a great job.
He's the Siegfried and Roy of entertaining.
It is. A couple lions.
Missing is the Bengal tiger.
Yeah. Well, we got our tiger right here and Joey D. That's my tiger.
Never seen anything like it. And we did, for the people out there curious, we did follow up about, because I think a lot of people were curious about how was the aftermath? How was the shit in particular?
Wasn't that bad.
And the guy just said that it was like taking a dump like any other day. The guy is just not normal. Something with this guy just wired and
you,
built different.
You know the chip is bad because like you've seen people react to it. It's crazy.
I mean,
it's,
Bob, I had
people were sending him death articles before it started, Bob. You remember how nervous he was?
Yeah,
there was a lot of buildup.
I was actually a little nervous. Normally, I don't get nervous at all for those.
I would have been nervous, Joe. Like, listen, food challenges, like when I do volume, it's one thing. Like, I know the volume is going to suck dick, but it's not going to like physically... Like, it's not going to physically hurt me.
Let me ask you, Mikey, what do you think in your eyes is more impressive? You completing the Spanky's challenge but the way that Joey D reacted to the hot chip?
Well, I think I told you, Bob. I said I'd rather do volume than do that. Like, to me, that is just so, so awful.
You're built for volume.
But I'll say this, I think in terms of impressive, I'll say I think a lot of people could pop a chip into their mouth. They're going to be miserable about it. But like, I don't know how many people could physically, I'm telling you, you have 6 minutes and four seconds to eat this. You have to do it. And under that time, I don't think a lot of people could physically do it.
No.
I agree with that. I do. I just think with the way of how unfazed he was, I mean,
it was
of course
insane,
it hit him
bro.
In the beginning.
It was insane.
But yeah, I do agree. Now we do.
I saw people bitching. Yeah.
I did this voluntarily, essentially. Like, it wasn't like I was under
that
some
was pro
kind
Jono.
Of fucking... It was pro Jono. But it wasn't like there was some kind of stipulation or rule set in place for me. I did this thing for the entertainment of people. And by the way, what we've learned out of all of this is that people love to watch others suffer. So maybe moving forward, this is the recipe for success of where the Brilliant Dumb Show needs to go. That we just need to start going under scrutiny. And maybe this podcast is going to reach the heights that it deserves to be at.
Look at Bob Does Sports. Bob Does Sports has been built off of suffering on the golf
course. I know.
Mikey, this breaking 80 Caesars that was series that we're doing, it's probably the best series we have going. Like, it did 1,000,003. Like, it's going bananas. And I really do think that it's people who want to gather around and just watch me just struggle at the thought of being 8 over par. You know, it's just crazy. Joe's got his hand up.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a preposition.
It's a proposition.
Proposition.
Yeah, sorry.
Preposition.
I'm tired of fatigue. I'm half out of it from the desert sun. A proposition will be made right now. Okay.
Oh no.
If one of you two in the next several weeks does a challenge of some sorts, I will run back another challenge of my own. I will do either a cinnamon challenge. I will do a double hot chip.
What is the cinnamon challenge again? A teaspoon.
You have to put a whole spoon. And by the way, I would like Bob to do that, to be honest.
Well, I will, if we're being honest, I know that I'm the one do. Like, you guys have had pain.
A Bob cinnamon challenge would be fucking hysterical. So
somebody asked in the comments, like, well, when's Bob going to do something? And everyone was like, yeah, never, bro.
Bob loves this show, and I know that Bob would do something.
Oh, he would do it. I feel like the cinnamon one would be a good one for Bob because...
That's what I'm saying.
Not he, like, worst case scenario, he just coughs up a huge cloud of cinnamon. That would be incredible.
Yeah, I would. It really
visually wise, I think it would be fucking amazing. Amazing.
And I think if Bob...
Is it a teaspoon, Joe?
It's a teaspoon of cinnamon. And you got to wait. That one, you got to actually wait like 1 minute before you drink. That's the challenge.
Wait, so you do it. Oh, okay.
You do a teaspoon of cinnamon, swallow it, and then we wouldn't even make him wait a minute. I think after 30 seconds,
we'd let him chug. Joe, I got news for you. We wouldn't need a minute, buddy. we'd be 20 seconds into that thing. Oh,
10 seconds in, he would just be dousing water.
You put cinnamon in your mouth.
It's one teaspoon. It's take not a
teaspoon
even
a full teaspoon of cinnamon. It sounds bad. This is my thing. I would almost do that too, but I think it is Bob's turn.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's a good one for Bob. I it sounds so simple, but it is like apparently it's impossible. You can't do it.
Well, no, I'll do it. When you swallow it.
All right, he's gonna do it.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do that next week. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So this is of all the challenges, Bob. I think this is the least bad one.
That rush that we had on the podcast last week, like knowing that was coming at the end, it was the greatest. I mean, the views that it did too. And we like views. I am down to do the cinnamon.
Okay. So we could chalk that up. We can.
Yeah. We could exchange it for the ass.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Let's exchange it for the ass, Bob. This way we don't have to do the ass, Bob.
I don't know. I don't know if that's a trade off.
I will say this. I would trade off for the ass Bob next week.
I mean, if it was the only way to go,
I wouldn't do that to the program. I'm on board with the ass Bob.
I will say this. I got a good ass Bob this week.
The thing is, nobody loves it more than Joe, because Joe loves to see me struggle through it.
You said last week nobody enjoys it more than Mikey.
Yeah, it could be true, too. Mikey does love it.
I'm impressed. Bob's been on a hot streak.
Aside from the Gulf of China, he's been on a heater.
The Gulf of China was fucking
To think, by the way, I was thinking about it afterwards. It's not even called an ocean. It's called the Gulf of China. So like,
but I mean, you know, tit for tat there, Joe.
I will say he's been doing pretty good.
People didn't rough me up too bad on that. I think some people understood, didn't think that was terrible for me. But yeah, no, there's been some bad ones. I got to repost that fifth. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? But with the hype of it last week, Ticket said to me, he's like, I'd love to get involved. I was like, what do you
mean? Ticket wants to do something too now.
Yeah, that's exactly what I just said.
I'm doubling down.
He's reiterating.
Yeah, no, it is. Reiterating it is true. He's right. He said it to me again at lunch today. He's down to do anything. He's down to do anything. So
did. If you guys recall, it was a couple summers ago. He did do the hot dogs.
Correct.
Because I remembered after Joe had said it, I thought about it. I was like, I think he did it like the week that I came back from vacation or while I was on vacation. I think it was that episode, literally. And you know,
how many did he do? Do we remember?
A lot, bro. A lot.
Like 7 or 8?
I think more. I think
maybe
more.
9?
I got an idea. What if we have Ticket... I'm thinking like a donut challenge, because that's something we did for Bob to Sports that did really good. But what if we just have Ticket as like a producer box where he's on the episode, he doesn't even say anything, and he's just eating the donuts throughout, and he tries to do like 10 or 12 donuts during the whole episode. And then throughout the episode, you could just like see him there.
EA could build in a donut counter in the bottom corner real quick. Right.
Oh, yeah.
He's a master of his craft. So he could easily.
But next week,
cinnamon scoop.
Challenge.
Yeah. Cinnamon toast.
Oh,
Bob.
Yeah. Cinnamon toast Bob.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
The only problem with it is we're going to be at Showtime's wedding next week. So we might have to do the following week because it's going to be hard to do it in New York. Not to say maybe I could go out and get
I'll DoorDash you some cinnamon, Bob.
All right. Fuck it.
By the way, it's only 1 teaspoon.
I could just hear Mikey's laugh, like when Mikey really, like that belly laugh that Mikey has, when it pops out.
If Bob gives out the cloud of cinnamon, bro, I will be.
It'll be a city Bob.
I'll be in.
Dude, I watched like the first night we got here on Tuesday that when the podcast came out, I watched the episode and I kept rewinding to watch Mikey more than Bob, but both of your reactions at different times when I was doing it, and you guys were just howling, and I was cracking up just watching your guys' reactions. It was so fucking funny.
I was so taken back by how he just in typical Joe fashion, just how he just took it and just fucking the whole way. It just is. Joe just attacks everything in life. Sometimes, you know, I think to his disadvantage, to be honest. I think he goes too hard, bro. He goes too hard in the paint. Like, everyone calls me the hardo. I get it. I'm fully accepting
you are.
But he goes hard in the paint, bro. Like, yeah. Bob, we were at this gym. We were working out at this gym in Wisconsin when we were there. See, he's giggling because he knows where this is going. This guy's doing overhead rope extensions. Great exercise for the triceps.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the one where you're taking the rope and you're going, you know, over the head extension. Dude, this guy.
I was doing like 80 pounds.
He's doing it. And he's doing literally triple the weight that I would rep out on this overhead extension. And he's like humping the air as he does it, Bob. So he's taking like just imagine he's going like this with the rope. He's taking the rope and he's going, whoa, whoa. He's like throwing in like a hump motion to it. And it's like, it would be like if I was on the golf course and did something very stupid. And he's like, Mike, listen. So I went over to him and this had been on the heels of the conversation about his back.
Yeah.
And so I went up to him and I'm like, Joe, I'm like, look, I'm like, you're doing all this weight. I was like, we need to cut this down to about 30 pounds. I was like, and don't use anything except your arms and just extend at the elbows and just squeeze your elbows in.
Pinky, how much? Because I'm pretty familiar with that.
Oh, it was like 80 pounds.
How much weight do you think he was doing?
Dude, he almost had the rack out. He almost racked it, dude.
Yeah,
he
was almost
Rackosaurus on that motherfucker. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, the way he's throwing his hips into it, like a full body, like a.
Oh, God.
I had to go up to him and I was like, but this is like, I just feel like Joe does everything like he does it. Like he just, when he just goes full bore. Like there is no, there's no. Like,
I'm either going to do it or I'm going to fail miserably.
Well, that's
but
why.
By
the way, I took your words like I was actually very receptive. Yes. I would love to do like a week in the gym with Mikey and like watch him like.
Oh, it would be some series. That would be content.
I would not do it.
I DM'd you, by the way. I said brick by brick. I said.
With the Jordans on too.
I don't have any other.
Dude, when you break out the bread 11s in the gym,
that's
serious business. Those bread
11s. I don't have any other workouts.
Joe's the type, like if Joe went to like a local YMCA gym, he's the guy who's wearing a Magic Johnson jersey, like headband.
Well,
like
I used to like the sweatbands when I played basketball. Yeah.
So you
remember, Mikey, the video of me when I was chucking up the threes?
Yeah. Was that like a real outfit that you would have worn in reality?
To some extent. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So Joe was like, he was big into like the Keith Van Horn sweatbands. Like he was.
Yes.
So you went? Did you go like the arm sweatbands, like around the elbows, like that?
Yeah, like yeah.
Tracy
yeah.
McGrady.
Yeah, the one on the arm. Yeah, I mean, let me see if I have that video.
How much?
No, we've
arms
seen
have
that.
Sweating, dog.
We've seen that one though.
No, because the whole reason you go like this and you wipe your brow.
Bob's biggest nightmare, Joe digging through the phone.
Well, because we lose them. We lose them for like 10
minutes. Oh, I think I got it. I think I got it.
There we go. See?
There we go. Look at that's a swish, Mikey. Look at this.
Dude. Yeah, I know. Oh. By the way, what court was that? That didn't even
that
have
was a in fucking, LA.
It didn't even have a net that
look
hoop.
At
it
that.
Was just a fucking Poor empty
Michael.
Hoop, not even
oh,
the chains.
Oh my God.
I tell you what, you ever play on a rim with the chain? With the mesh,
that's
a lot of fun because there's no sound like that, man. When you switch on a hoop like that, dog.
The one bad thing about being out there is that, and when you're in the outdoor court like that, is you get blasted by the sun, and it isn't good for your skin. Which is why we're going to give all of our Brilliantly Dumb listeners an opportunity to take the care that they need to for their skin with Caldera Labs skincare made for men. Michael, let's be real: most skincare products aren't made for men. And when they are, they're usually not great. They're overly complicated. They're packed with questionable ingredients, or they just don't deliver results. That's where Caldera Labs comes in. They've redefined men's skincare by combining advanced science with high quality, non-toxic ingredients to create a simple, effective routine that actually works. It is an award-winning serum made with botanicals and antioxidants to help skin appear smoother and more hydrated. The eye serum is designed to help reduce the appearance of tired eyes, which I get. I mean, look at these eyes. These are tired eyes here, Michael. And the base layer is a nutrient-rich moisturizer that absorbs quickly and provides a non-greasy matte finish. This is cutting-edge formulas. It's a rigorous R&D cycles. Every product takes years to develop, test, and perfect. If we don't love it, we don't release it. That's why Caldera Lab is for you. So whether you're starting fresh or upgrading your routine, Caldera Lab makes skincare simple and effective. Don't settle for drugstore junk or steal your partner's products. Elevate your routine with skincare made for you. Head to calderalab.com/dumb and use D-U-M-B code dumb at checkout for 20% off your first order. That's once again, calderalab.com/D-U-M-B.
And really quickly, the Brownlee Numbers brought to you, also brought to you by the fine folks over at Kalshi. Kalshi is the first and only federally regulated prediction market in the U.S. After years of working with the federal government, it received approval from the CFTC to launch a brand new financial product. With Kalshi, you can trade on whether events will or won't happen, from major political shifts to pop culture moments. Think, you know, will inflation be over 4% in June? Will Bitcoin hit 100K this year? Who will win the Oscars and the Grammys? Who will win the playoffs? I got the Indiana versus New York right here.
Yeah, see that, bro. Bob.
Baseball as well. Oh, right here. I mean, you got everything here with the Kalshi app. Kalshi has got you covered. If you want to predict it, head on over to Kalshi. Got the app right here. Can't go wrong. Thank you, Kalshi, for sponsoring the Brilliantly Dumb Show here. I got a great future prop bet. I got to see what it totally plays out with DraftKings. But to start the NBA, I have the Indiana Pacers to win the Eastern Conference Finals.
Wow. Where'd you pull that one, Bob?
My dad bet it. He's like, you got to take the Pacers. And I was like,
wait, when did he say that? Before the playoffs started?
Before the playoffs started.
Oh, that's
yeah.
a great, I mean, that's
he
a great call.
He might be back now.
Could be
I
back.
Mean, dude, if you're making that call.
He might be back. I mean, he's back.
You're making that call, and considering that Cleveland and Boston were such major favorites, I don't think anybody expected both Cleveland and Boston to be out at this point. So what else is in there?
Now you got the Pacers. You got the Pacers up, and then I have the Thunder to win it all. So right now.
That looks terrific.
I know. This sitting guy. On a couple goes. D, are
hey,
you,
Michael.
Are you?
The rich get richer.
Cracks him up. That's right. Cracks himself up. He
turned the same shade as the brim of that hat just then.
Michael said that the other day when Bob put in, he had hit some mega parlay.
Michael
just goes, the rich get rich.
Is that what he said? You say that in the group chat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you really?
Because when we were in Wisconsin, I was saying it all the time. Like, it was like one of those sayings. Like, this is actually, so I heard this saying. This is how sick of a fucking person I am. I heard this saying watching old WWF wrestling back in the day. And the commentator was Bobby the Brain Heenan, who, those of you who don't know
Bobby
who that is.
Bobby the Brain Heenan. Okay.
Bobby the Brain Heenan was Jerry the King Lawler before Jerry the King Lawler was Jerry the King Lawler. So he was the heel. Guy? No, he was the bad guy announcer before Jerry the King.
Okay.
And he was
Jerry the King
guy.
Lawler is amazing too.
Right. And people who think Jerry the King Lawler was awesome, this guy would have been canceled today, but he was fucking hysterical. Oh my God. One of his favorite sayings was the rich get richer and the poor get children. That was one of his favorite sayings of all time in wrestling.
Bob's hitting parlays.
So that's what I said, and that was the instance was Joe was talking about the kid, and then he's like, and do you believe Bob hit this thing? And I know the rich get richer, the poor get children, Joseph. That's the way it goes. But that's all in good fun, seriously. that's really good though. It's really
ticket.
Good.
Oh, it's really ticket good. Said to me, called me this morning. I was in my hotel room. He's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I just made a cup of coffee." He's like, "You have coffee in your room?" I was like, "Yeah, they have a." He's like, "Oh no, Bobby, my room doesn't have that." I'm like, "Ticket, open your fucking pantry door, you dumbass."
Every hotel room I've been in the last 7 years has some version of shitty. It may be shitty coffee, but they have some version of coffee.
I literally said, "Open your door." He opens it. He's like, "All right, I do have coffee." I was like, "Don't even fucking try it, dude."
So he thought you were in some special room.
Yeah, like I was in some crazy fucking suite.
He thought he was in the penthouse.
I put an end to that shit so fast.
What happened the other day, which was hysterical? Oh my God. So we played with Sauce Gardner, who, by the way, this guy is as amazing. Good as advertised.
Mikey.
He was unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
He really was. I didn't know what to expect. But the funny thing is, he was talking about when he was looking to find homes in the New Jersey area.
Love
and
that.
He goes, You know, I was looking at Randolph, New Jersey, but that area is just so expensive. That is the area where our good old Bobby the
That's a beautiful,
Brainchild
that's a
grew
beautiful
up.
town. Randolph's a
Beautiful.
beautiful town.
And then
What you know
Bob
about
told him it was the
Randolph, Mike?
number two
You know a lot
highest.
about Randolph, Bob. Randolph Rams, is it not? Rams?
Wow. Yeah.
Whoa.
Really good, Mikey. All
Right
right.
up
Yeah.
Route 10, Morris County.
Yeah.
Morris
It's
County? Morris
exactly
County.
right. It's
Morris
exactly
County.
right. Yeah. Boy,
Nice,
huh?
nice little area over there, Michael, from what
It's a
I hear.
beautiful area. Morris
Yeah.
County's got some really nice towns.
Says
Really
the
nice
guy who
towns.
went to college at fucking Hogwarts and relates to it
Well,
as Hogwarts, like
I was a specific,
he
you know,
refers to
school.
it as
As
Hogwarts, which
Hogwarts,
is the
correct.
sickest, one of the sickest things ever.
Yeah,
It was a
that's like.
refined school, particularly for the, you know, what I was going into. And you know, one of the
It
best
was a
schools in the world.
hospitality school, Joe.
Yeah, and the
You didn't
Swiss are
learn
known.
fucking wizardry. You didn't play fucking
No.
Quidditch. Like, I
But
just don't understand.
it is the highest schooling that you can go to for hospitality.
All right.
They're known for their hospitality programs. Look it up, Michael. I'm not making
I
this
don't
up.
doubt that. I just failed to
It
see the correlation between hospitality and wizardry. That's the only thing I'm
was a
trying to say.
joke because it was in a castle. That's the only
It
reason I
was in
said
a
that.
castle. Yes,
Yeah. Oh,
it
yeah.
was the
That's
first
fucking Hogwarts, dude.
one of the first
Oh.
5-star erected
But
hotels
Joe,
in
I
Switzerland.
do feel, I mean, we're both in
It
it.
was in
You
like 1904 that the
No,
castle was
in his
constructed.
defense, if you look at the
1904.
dude,
It is.
if you look
No,
at
I believe that it was. It's just funny.
it was called Co Palace.
Yo, this guy, bro. This
I'm not making that up. Co Palace.
Joe, I know you're not making that's why it's great, because I know you're not making it up. It's just fucking insane. That's all. It's called
Sorry, if I
Co
said
Palace.
Co Palace, if you said in English, but it's French, so
Yeah.
Co
Joe,
Palace. Co Palace.
Yo. Bob, I mean, he had to explain to me that Co Palace means
I didn't
Co
know if you
Palace.
knew that I was saying in French.
Mikey, Jet got so pissed at him. The flight lands,
Him
okay,
and
and
Jet, I feel like have been like this,
oh,
dude.
dude, they
No, I
go, it's
love
the
Jet. No, but
best.
I love Jet
I
more
know
than
you
you
know
love.
you do. It's like
We
saying you're a
know.
rider. We know you're a rider, D.
He loves
But
saying that.
yeah, but the flight landed in Dallas. We had a connector, and we were late. So the pilot goes on the horn, and he goes, you know, if anybody has a connector, please let them through. Okay, Joe's in row 37, and Jet's watching this go down, and Jet just gets mortified going through an airport with him by like his antics and just how loud he'll be, like mortified. And so the flight lands, and this lady's going to get out, okay? And she goes to
Yeah.
get out, and Joe goes, she asks him to move. He goes, "We're in aisle 37. You're not gonna go anywhere. I mean, you're
That's
never
not
gonna."
what happened.
He
That's
said,
not.
"He
Wait, did you also have a connector, Joseph?
No,
We
he's
did, but
okay.
we had some time. But
Okay.
here's the real story, okay? The
Mind you,
pretzel
this is
version has
no.
been
This is what I was told from Jet.
the pretzel version has now been completed. What happened? She
Okay.
asked to move. By the way, I will preface this by saying this woman decided to get up 4 times within a 3-hour flight prior to that to
Yeah,
go to the
that's the worst. By
bathroom.
the way, aisle 37.
I know. It was actually 35. I'm not going to
That's tough.
exaggerate.
I can't believe
Back
Joe's
of the
sitting in aisle
bus.
35 at this point, Bob.
Back
I
of the
don't
bus.
buy.
Anyways,
That's tough for me to
dude,
buy,
it's a
Bob.
cross-country trip. I mean, it's a long trip. It's a
Yeah.
lot
Yeah.
Tough. So, anyways,
So you were in 35, she was behind you.
she was in the
No,
window. I was
same
in the
row.
aisle.
They were in the
Same
same
row.
row.
Same
So
row.
you had to get up at least
Four
five
times.
times
Four
throughout.
times
So
prior to
Joe's
this.
already agitated. So
All
now
right.
that's not good for
Michael,
your
she
case,
got
Joe.
up to
That's good
go to
for the
the
Jets' case.
she got up to go to the bathroom prior to us even
But
taking
she,
off.
but Joe, do you hear what he's
She got
saying
in her
though?
seat and then said, "I got to get up to go." So she says at
He
the end,
doesn't
no,
hear.
he
Says at
doesn't
the
see.
end,
Let him
"I
go.
got to make a connecting flight." I get up, I move out of the way, I go forward. Then I'm standing awkwardly in this in the middle of the aisle because I got to wait for the other guy to go into the middle seat.
That's
The
right.
guy behind me goes, "Yo, I got to get by you because I have a connecting flight." That's when I said to the guy behind me, I said, "Listen, I don't know where you're going to go, my friend." I said, "We're in 35. We ain't going anywhere for a while." Then
So
I
it
got
wasn't to the
back.
lady.
No, it was not to the lady. It was to the guy behind me, some old wiseacre. And then I got back into my
Boy,
seat and
hold
I let
on.
him go
What
forward.
does that mean?
It's like a wise aleck, like a wise
Yeah.
guy, a
Oh,
wise ass. You
okay.
don't need to
Now, why
say
the guy
that.
was a wise ass, I have no idea. He
Because
just
he
wanted to get
saw
off
me
the.
getting out of the rope for the lady to go in front, and I had nowhere to go. And then he
Where was
goes,
he sitting?
"Behind me."
Okay.
like two rows behind. He was trying to bulletproof, like fucking speed pass through the aisle. It's like,
trying you're to not Bogart. Going.
And by the way, they must all miss their flights because no one moved. We were way at the back of the bus. There's no way you're going to go.
Right. Well, so it sounds like you said exactly what Jet said you said, but to a different person.
To a guy instead of a woman, which for starters, and to the guy yeah. who's
no, I that's right.
Getting
no,
out of my role for a woman.
That's fair. I'll give him that, Bob. I'll give him that.
And like, and Bob making it sound like I didn't get up to move. I immediately moved for the lady. It's unbelievable. It's
controversial,
is but always, it's always these stories where it's like, you know, the same flight, something else happened to me. This shit only happens to me, Michael.
What
the
happened lady, on this flight?
And I tweeted about it because I was very, very pissed off about the backpack not going up in the upper cabinets.
Funny.
And I tweeted about it. You know what? It was a good tweet because why should I be inconvenienced just strong because tweet. I don't bring, strong tweet, I don't bring a roller suitcase onto the plane? Does that make my backpack any less important than that other person's suitcase?
Great question.
And by the way, I have priority, so I'm in the plane first. My stuff is there before anyone else gets in. So the rule should be, by the time you get in, if there's no more overhead space, like I'm entitled to one spot in the overhead compartment, just like everyone else. I don't roll with the fucking rolling suitcase. I bring a backpack, and I check my luggage. Like, if the person has... By the way, the size of some of these things, Michael, have you seen how big these rolling suitcases that they put on the overhead?
Well, they have to fit specific dimensions or they're not allowed on the airplane.
Some of them are freaking massive. Anyways, the woman says very rudely to me, she gets my backpack out. It's a Yeti backpack.
Wait, which woman is this now?
The stewardess.
Okay.
She says to me, she goes, whose backpack is this? I said, it's mine. It's a Yeti backpack. And she goes, this isn't allowed to be up there. You're going to have to put it down by your feet. I didn't say anything. I bit my tongue. I didn't say anything. So I grabbed the backpack. It felt really heavy compared to what my backpack felt like before. And I put it down by my feet. An hour into the flight, a guy two rows up comes up to me and looks at me and goes, I think you got my backpack. I go, sir, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have anybody else's backpack. It was his backpack. He had the same Yeti backpack that I had to have squished in front of my feet for an hour.
Mikey.
And it wasn't even his. This shit just happens.
Bob, I was going to say, how in the world was he going to say that his bag felt heavier? And that, like, did somebody like put
something? It was a different backpack. It was the same one.
I understand.
It's like my life is like an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. This shit just happens to me.
But you can't. You can't go to the airport with him, especially the airport more than anything, without every step of the way there being a scene or it being a part. Like, for example, he'll go to the security with him and he won't change his volume. So everybody's going to hear what you're saying. That conversation. He'll turn to you and be like, do you believe this place doesn't have clear? He's
like, the Philly airport got to get on the aisle, man.
It's crazy, but to every step of the way. But Jet, more so than anybody, he just hates going to airports with him. I do get anxiety going to airports with him. I do. I really get very anxious going to airports.
That makes it sound like he's traveling with a fucking hyena. It's not that bad, Bob.
Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't. I feel like I wouldn't get that type of anxiety with Joe, just because I feel like I'm used to more people like Joe. Where they're very like, every time you go somewhere.
I mean, I'm used to, I've known he's been my best friend for fucking.
But then I feel like you shouldn't have anxiety. You know what's coming. So it's got to just be hysterical.
So you know what, Mikey? You know what?
Yeah.
I look forward to you guys flying out somewhere and you report back to me on whether or not you would have anxiety.
Oh, we'll have a blast. Well,
I'm not.
Mikey and I, by the way, everybody's like, oh, these guys are going to beat each other's throats. We had a grand old time.
You guys had a great, we had correct. We went over that. I agree.
We always are at it. I mean,
we're two birds of a feather.
That's right.
Would you agree with that, Mikey?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I would argue that I see the world more in the eyes of Mikey than I do in the eyes of Bob because of the age difference.
Fair enough.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
I mean, there were 7 years.
Bob's like, what the
fuck? Yeah, all right.
I mean, Bob, we're 7 years your elder, Bob.
No, I 7 years your elder. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, you guys have seen.
How old is Jet?
Oh, he's
my
young.
Age. He's my age. Okay.
He's 1 year younger. He's 31.
Yeah. But I'm like, you guys have seen, like, To be honest, maybe this sounds dumb, but like I don't remember Tiger Woods' prime. You guys remember Tiger Woods' prime?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan. I don't really remember MJ on the Bulls. Like I remember it, but I can't like.
I remember Rodman Bulls with MJ. Yeah. Right. Like I don't remember rookie early Jordan Bulls.
Obviously. No, but Scottie.
But I remember Rodman era Bulls very well.
Steve Kerr.
By the way,
I remember Tiger and not understanding what I was watching. I remember that. And my brother trying to explain to me, he's like, what this guy is doing is not possible, what he's doing. Like he's trying to explain it to me. And it was a very bad place, I think, to be to watch golf as a new watcher of golf, because you saw this guy do stuff and that became like an unrealistic expectation. Like the best player in golf should be doing this, which isn't a realistic thing to expect from anybody, Scottie Scheffler, any of these guys. It's not realistic to expect it.
That's so the it's thing like it's, now.
It spoiled you.
Maybe yeah, we're it feeling it to some degree. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and say Scottie's as dominant as Tiger was then, but like going into tournaments on Sundays, like that major, and just knowing that he is going to win or to be the odds on favorite that he is every single week and that he's going to pull away is pretty amazing. I told you with the DraftKings of, I had Scottie Scheffler to win the Masters. I'm sorry. I had Scottie Scheffler to win that, the major, PGA Championship.
Yeah. PGA.
I had him to win it. From the start of the tournament, I put $500 to win $2,500. Okay. Yes. Sunday, only being up three strokes with everybody else in the field, Rahm on a set, everything. The cash out they gave me, and usually they short you on cash out. It's like returning a game at GameStop. They short you.
Yeah.
$2,100 for the cash out. So I took it. I said, I'm not going to sweat it Sunday.
Yeah, granted, yeah. Good move. I mean, he won. But
I thought about it. Like when Rahm tied him up, I would have been like, oh, my God, I'm such an idiot. I should have cashed out. Yeah. So I would have sweated it, but I still.
Did you take Rahm?
And then I had Rahm to win it as well.
So you were sitting. You were sitting in the capper. That's nice.
I never say this, but I really have been red hot.
That's big. You know what you do now? Bobby's just calling the Yankees left, right, and center. You'll be like, they're winning tonight.
I mean, listen, and they got the Rockies this weekend. Now, listen, it's Tuesday this episode comes out, so it's Memorial Day has passed already. Shout out, thank you to everybody who has served, any of you who have served in the military, families, any of you that have lost your family members to service. This is your weekend. It's about you guys. But, yeah, I mean, the Yankee schedule, dude, like, you go from the Rangers to the Rockies. That's fucking awesome.
You know what bothers me so much, though, Mikey, is – the Yankees, if Cole wasn't hurt, Max Fried is unbelievable.
Rodon's how about Carlos really well.
Rodon, it's like if you had Cole, I know the Dodgers are just so dominant. Maybe them and the Padres beat up on each other.
Get ready for that deadline, because if I know Cashman, there's going to be a move, and I think it's a guy who's very familiar with New York, Mr. Jacob DeGrom. Texas Rangers are done. They can't produce any runs. I wouldn't be surprised. I saw Judge make that little look at him. DeGrom smiled at him. I'm telling you,
I would love that. But the only thing is, Mikey, they really don't have anything to give. Their farm system shot. Like maybe they have a few.
Yeah, they're gonna get. They'll be able to dig up some corpses to trade away for him. I think it would be tremendous. I think it would be true, because I think this team. I mean, look, it's only June, and you can't say anything like. But they're doing statistically hitting wise, they're better than last year's team, and that's without Juan Soto. And that's insane to say.
You guys saying the season was over.
That's what we do. That's what we do. That's our thing.
If the Yankees lose to the Rockies this evening, the season
it's over.
Well, the Rockies only have 8 wins all year.
That's why the season would be over.
Dude, they have. By the way,
you want to bet? You just bet against the Rockies -1.5 every game.
Well, that's the thing, though. They're not even giving the 1.5 anymore. It's like 3.5. It's crazy. Also, too,
they'll give you the 1.5, but it's juiced.
It was -191 for the Yankees game tonight.
Oh, my God. That's insane. It's usually always close to plus money. That's insane.
-191.
I saw them on the money line. They were like almost -300. Yeah. Which is sad.
All right, fellas, let's get on into let's start with the Ask Bob segment. Let's get into the Ask Bob portion of the show, and then we'll go into buy or sell.
Joe, you're gonna have to go first. Go ahead.
As we talk, Yankees go up 1-0.
There yes. We go. All right. There we go. We're back there, Mike.
Paul Goldschmidt there. With the triple.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. Goldie bats like I think close to 300 against this pitcher.
How good is this guy, man? He's been I know people don't want to talk about Yankees.
How about Bellinger? How about Bellinger, dog?
By the way, Joe,
unreal.
Yeah, Joe, I hate this time difference. It sucks.
No, it's good because now you can watch the games till later.
Actually, yeah, it's true.
That's
yeah,
really
it's
good.
It's like 9 o'clock here now.
So, light me up, D man.
All right, you ready for this Ask Bob segment?
Ask for the music. Cue the music.
Cue the music, EA. So today's question, I'm going to read it out to you, right, Bob?
Well, how else is he going to answer?
Yo, come on, man. So, I get treated like a child on this segment. Dude.
What are you talking about?
Read it out get, you? You, yo, you
He's
got
to read it off
so
to you. How else
much.
Is he going to read it?
I know. It's like, I'm going to read it out loud for you, Bob.
Well, that was unnecessary. That was a shot. That was a shot.
You. Thank you. Sure. I appreciate that.
If a plane crashes on the border between USA and Canada, all right? That's the border between US and Canada. Where do they bury the survivors?
Yo, wait, hold on. What the fuck?
Oh, this is Joe, this is a riddle.
I want his answer.
Okay.
That's a terrible what?
Bob, listen, I'm going to help you.
Whoa, no. He's got to
I'm not going to give him any clues. I'm going to help you. I want Joe to repeat the question, but Bob, I want you to listen. Don't get caught up on the details. I just want you to listen very, very carefully.
Michael
to
already
every
knows.
Word he says.
Mikey knows the answer.
Yes, okay, go ahead.
Read it again. Bob, forget about the scenario. That's listen to the
let's
words.
Let's go.
Listen to the words, Bob. I'm just trying to help.
Go!
If a plane crashes in the border between USA, Michael's wearing the hat right there, USA and Canada, where do they bury the survivors?
Where do they bury the survivors? You can't bury the survivors.
Why not?
Because they survived,
you
scumbag.
Got it, Bob!
For him to ask, why can't you bury the survivors, is scummy.
So I wanted the answer.
He gave the answer, Joe.
Why not? What a fucking dick, dude.
Why not?
What a fucking grade A.
Can I ask you a question? Was that not a good question?
Why not? I mean, it was a riddle.
But it was a good question for the Ask Bob.
I think it's.
And by the way, Bob, you got it right, so you should be thrilled.
Yeah. All right, my turn for Ask Bob. Bob, this week we're heading over to the mathematic region.
See, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Bob, some would call this one of the more rudimentary formulas in mathematics. Maybe the cornerstone formula that almost everyone learns in mathematics at some point.
I think I know what this is.
What is the name of the formula that goes A squared plus B squared equals C squared? What is the name of the formula that reads A squared plus B squared equals C squared?
Wait, give him some time.
I know it. Oh my God. I'm gonna say it. I just don't know if it's right.
Oh, just say it though, because if it's not, it's probably gonna be funny as shit.
I can't wait to hear what it is.
Wait.
The Pythagorean theorem?
Wow!
Yeah.
Boy. Wow. Yo, this guy's on a freaking heater. He must have had some kind of tuna or something, some brain.
I cannot believe he got that.
Yeah. Maybe, bro.
You
guys started off so hot. Maybe the questions have to be a little. When you said math,
I thought that was a difficult question, Bob.
I mean, that's not an easy question.
No, it's not a layup. Honestly, I thought the crustacean.
That's a free throw. You
got to
make the shot. Yeah, crustacean's way easy.
I really did.
Yo, did
I thought CIA
guy?
Was a tougher question.
There was that guy on Twitter. There was a guy on Twitter who.
Or an easier question.
He shows his kid the Ask Bob segment, and it's like her. She's like a little kid,
and it's
like her favorite time of the week because she answers the questions before I do.
It's a boy, Bob.
You didn't see that, Joe? Oh, it's a boy.
It's a boy. Yeah.
I don't really remember. Yeah,
but yeah, very funny.
God, that is tremendous.
Really, really funny. So I appreciate whoever was sending that. I got a kick out of that. Let's go into our buy or sell. Yeah. Glad that's over. I'll start with a buy, and we've talked about it before, but I had it on the plane on the trip going in. Me and Joe shared a bag of these. I'm just buying how good Reese's is at diversifying. Like, I had recently the Reese's Fast Break. Like, the Reese's Fast Break, and then me and Joe in Philly shared a bag of these Reese's pretzels.
Oh,
that
ooh.
The
way... Michael.
Were those not fire, Joe?
They were unbelievable, man.
It's funny that you're saying this. It's very funny.
Why is it? Because you have something similar?
No, I had a buy, a potential buy, but I'm not going to use it now. But continue what you're saying.
Yeah, it's just like the way that they go into things, you know, Reese's does like ice cream and stuff. Like, they have diversified better than anybody that I have ever seen do it. Like, better than Snickers, better than Twix, Kit Kat. Like, they're so good at what they do, and they don't get enough credit.
I think the reason for that is this, and I thought about this week, and because I must have ate something, and it was this particular flavor combination to me. I think Reese's hits everything because chocolate and peanut butter is arguably the best 1-2 punch flavor combination in existence for dessert-wise stuff. I think chocolate peanut butter.
Oh,
chocolate and peanut butter. I think it's just the best 1-2 combination.
Had a chocolate and peanut butter milkshake last night. It was terrific.
It's the best. And there's a third element, though, that I will add in there that I personally think when you have these three things together, it's the best 1-2-3 out there dessert-wise. Chocolate, peanut butter, and banana. I think those three flavors together are the goat 1-2-3 of the
That was the milkshake food. You had, Bob.
Yeah, I just took out the banana, but I should have probably had the banana.
Oh, I left it in.
Dude, I'm telling you.
D-Man knows.
I'm telling you, man, because, that's why when you said the Reese's, I was thinking of the peanut butter and the chocolate, and I had written down that chocolate, peanut butter, banana is so good.
Bro, they're the best. They are so good at what they do. These pretzels me and Joe had, if you see them in an airport, Reese's
are
pretzels.
They dipped?
Yeah.
Fully dipped or drizzled? Yeah.
It's like dipped. A dipped and drizzle on top.
And
so
it's like,
chocolate dip, peanut butter drizzle?
Yeah, and there's like the peanut butter inside of it. Like, it's like a thick thing, so it's covered in chocolate.
Wait, whoa, what do you mean inside?
I don't know if it's inside. Is it inside?
Well, there's chocolate around it, but you take the bite, you get the crunch of the pretzel, and then there's like the gooey peanut butter in a way. Like, yo, it is out of this world good. Me and Joe were just annihilating them. It was
These are the ones. These are the ones. Here. Hold on. I got it. These are unbelievable. Look at that.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I've seen those. You know, for all the love we give Reese's, I mean, that's a sponsor, really.
Our best episode ever, the biggest controversies Reese's, about
pieces,
Reese's.
Pieces, yeah. I know.
By the way,
you think someone from their camp would have taken that and run with that?
Yeah, they're probably on a retreat. They're probably on a company
retreat. I'll reach out. I'll shoot an email over to
Please
Reese's.
Do, Mikey. Reese's You're good at that.
You saw somebody reach out to us about pretzels the other day. They're from Nathan's Pretzels. No, you didn't see that. You
the guys, fact no, we don't no. have a pretzel brand is
no, well. But this guy works for pretzels. He said he could.
I'm saying we should.
Well, he reached out. What's a big pretzel brand? Not Annie Ann's, but the other one.
Wetzel's pretzels.
No,
Rolls Gold.
No, Rolls Gold, yeah, that's good.
That's the heavyweights.
Look, we need, especially with Bob HQ,
the blue chip pretzel.
Is moving and grooving. Right? Like, I really think, we talked about it recently, when Bob HQ gets up and running, to have Mikey fly in for like a weekend to do two podcasts.
I already told Holly.
Snyder's.
Snyder's is a big one, Joe. That's a titan of industry in the pretzel game.
I love the sourdough honey mustard.
By the way, this guy really messaged all of us and we never responded back to him.
That's a shame.
How long ago?
Tuesday.
That's on
plenty of time. I mean, you know how much things could. Yeah, no, that's not too late. I'll be responding.
But D, talking to Mikey about we do the HQ of having Mikey fly in and bang out like two episodes. Like, maybe he flies in every other weekend. Or maybe that every other weekend is probably a lot. But like,
no, I had spoken to Holly about it. She's like, she totally is like gets that and is like not against it at all. So.
I'd love to have.
Well, I think, dude, we could have this beautiful
for football
HQ
Sunday.
The streams. You're right, D man. We could do
streams.
Sunday
that's,
morning.
That's the one thing that like I really would love to do more. Is like
it's up your alley. Yeah, it's
that's
up your
like
alley.
Right up my alley.
It is.
Man.
You'd be great for a football Sunday stream.
He's great in the Prize Picks one. Like it'd be amazing. So if DraftKings comes aboard.
Like, I made that like a regular thing now with like Big Cat to do like once a year to make sure I go out there to do the Sunday stream because God, it's so much fun to do the stream.
You know what gets scary about those streams though? Like, at least like when we do the streams, you see the chat in the Barstool streams. Like, I don't know if you've seen the same thing. Like, if you feel the same, like, you don't see the chat. No, so, like, the first like hour, you know, but then you get to like hour six and you kind of forget that there is mics and cameras, like that you're live, like that there's.
I was always terrified every time I do it.
It's Joe Live. It's the scariest thing. The thing about
the streams is like, I try to make, especially when, you know, I'm in somebody else's house, like going to Barstool and doing it. Like, I try to make a conscious effort to stay off the phone when I'm on the stream.
Good for you.
Yeah. Like, I really try to like do that because I've seen the chats eviscerate guys who are on the phone.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen them, like, they hate that. But like, you also have to understand, like, dude, I'm sitting here for 8 hours. Like,
oh,
I'm
here
8 hours.
Yeah. Like, those are different. Cause
by the way, I watched the highlights of them with the Knicks stream. Those guys, they were throwing a fit because they lost one game. You can't be throwing a fit over one game.
Oh, well, yeah, but that's
Joe, the fashion that was which a bad game.
Yeah, I disagree.
That one guy was kicking chairs and throwing.
But Joe,
he's out of control.
Joe, I disagree. You saw when the Yankees lost the first game of the World Series, that video that I wrote.
That's a World Series.
But it's the Eastern Conference. I disagree with that, dude. That's a big game to win.
You have to understand. Number one, the history they have with the Indiana Pacers and Reggie Miller and all the shit that's happened to them with the Indiana Pacers, that's one. Mm-hmm. Number two, no team in playoff NBA history had ever lost, went up 14-plus points with 2 minutes, 30 seconds left. Teams down that much were 0-970 or something fucking ludicrous. It was the most improbable, impossible. So I strongly disagree. If that was me and that was my team.
You would have been kicking chairs on the live stream?
Joe, I would have been so furious, Joe. I would have been fucking.
Yeah, that's a bad.
I would have been living. Now, not if it was the Bears, because the Bears, listen, I'm used to everything. The Bears.
I saw you watch the Bears on a live stream lose the worst way possible on the block field goal. And you kept your composure.
I know that, but that's what I'm saying because I'm so used to it. It's year after year with them. And it wasn't a playoff game. When the double doink happened against Philly, you could ask my wife. I almost put my fist through the kitchen counter.
Yeah, but you were in the privacy of your own home.
I was so angry, Bob.
You were in the privacy of your own home.
I was in the privacy of my own home. That's true. But
and here's
still,
the thing: is
I would have done it in public.
If I run those antics, it would be a whole different narrative.
Yo,
yeah, but so what though?
But Joe, the things you'll do on a PGA 2K stream, like
I'm not throwing chairs.
Joe, you're doing everything but throwing chairs, dude. You go come on. That's
I mean,
crazy.
In all fairness, too, like PGA stream is not the Eastern Conference Finals.
I lost the PGA stream where I had to eat the world's hottest.
Correct,
chip.
But Joe,
yeah,
it was
but you knew
prior.
you knew you were going to survive.
Joe,
that
it's all the you streams prior. It wasn't just that stream.
Well,
where
that
you've
one
done
was them. a little extra on top, a little cherry on top. That one, Bob.
My favorite stream was the first stream I did with Joe, and he didn't really know how like the chat worked, and like they could message you from the PlayStation, so it would pop up and be like, "Joe, go fuck yourself," and it like pops up, and he was screaming at the chat.
That was a little out of line, that stream, Bob.
all right, let's head on over with you, D-Man. He's got the hot hand right now. D-Man, buy or sell?
I'm gonna buy. They have this thing. I don't know what the proper term for it is in the hotel room here, and it's tremendous. You press a button, and this whole thing, it's like a shade comes down. Mike, I'm telling you right now, it's the middle of daylight.
Like
right
blackout
now.
Curtains.
Yeah, blackout curtain.
It is unbelievable, dude. You would feel like it's 12 o'clock at night.
You've never stayed in a hotel with blackout.
I've never used those things before.
Oh, they're the best,
bro. Nairobi.
It is unbelievable, dude.
The only problem is it's like hard to wake up. Like it's really they are good because I did it last night too, Joe. We had to wake up at, we started every tee time we had was like 7 a.m. So we had to be at the course at like 6:15, 6:30. So we were waking up. Today we had the day off. So I put the blackout curtains. I can't tell you the last time I slept till 10 a.m. I was out like a light till 10
It is
a.m.
unbelievable, dude. It
Yeah.
enhances your ability to sleep. It
It's a
just
good play.
blocks out all the sunlight.
Yeah, dude, those things are. But again, it's hard to wake up. Like, I couldn't believe I slept till 10. I can't
Yeah,
tell
when you
you.
told me you had just woken up, I was shocked.
Oh my God, I was gone.
Well, no, he was a very regimented morning routine guy.
Yes, he is. Yes, yes.
Still got the gym in, though. Still got the gym. Still
I'm
made
sure
it.
he's still got the cameos on time.
So what's Father's Day? Father's Day month
Well, it
is.
doesn't start till June, Father's Day.
Oh, it starts now, dude.
Yeah.
Father's Day starts in May. It's you're gonna see it. It'll come. Father's Day. I remember we were in. Me and Nairo had to go to a wedding, and it was the night before Father's Day. So I knew I had to get all the cameos done by Father's Day. I had 135 cameos to do in the morning before we left. So Nairo had to listen to me fire off cameos for 4 hours
I
straight.
did that
I
at
didn't stop.
Christmas. I had Christmas. I put the price. It was crazy. I did like a clearance sale on the cameos.
A clearance sale. Shut the fuck up, Joe.
Or whatever you want to call it, like a
yeah, the can sale, the cutsy sale, the cutsy.
Anyways,
sale.
I had cameos over Christmas week, and you got to get them by Christmas. You can't be late.
Correct.
No. And there's just shitloads. There was shitloads. It was great, but it was time consuming.
I hate when I let like a cameo go down to the wire, and I just feel bad, like not getting it out. Or if you miss somebody's birthday from where they book it, you have 7 days to do it. So they book, you know, and you missed it by a couple of days. That bothers me. And then to see if they cancel, it drives me nuts.
The cancel.
It's the worst.
It's not good. It's not a good spot to be.
Yeah. Ketsy tore it up during Christmas, though, because there was times on the leaderboard where I'm like, all right, he's not going to catch me. I'm not going to have to worry about it. But then I would see his ass charging up.
I think it was like third overall.
Yeah. It was really good. it was. By the way, Joe, are you in for UFC weekend?
Is UFC weekend happening?
Yeah, it's a go. It's a go.
Well,
it's
just really
is that 100%?
90, the same percent that I told you on the phone the other day.
What
okay,
is the
so
date,
I'm gonna reserve that.
It's the O'Malley
the seventh,
fight.
The
and then what we would do is
6-7. 6-7.
The Yankees play Sunday afternoon, so we would go to dinner with Volpe, Weaver, all those guys at the night. It'd be a dream weekend. You get the O'Malley, Marab. By the way, O'Malley.
And that's big because the Friday I have something, so it's big that we're going on Sunday, not Friday for Yanks.
Mike,
it really
Joe.
Just comes down to when I have to do this NHL stuff, man. It's going to be...
Joe, we need you at the UFC.
We do.
Fight.
Yeah,
no,
we do.
No disrespect. I love hockey. I'm a big hockey guy, but...
I agree.
There's no NHL finals that day. We looked at it, Joe.
My dad asked, he's like, is Joe going?
Stanley Cup either June 7th or June 9th.
Yeah.
June 7th. June 7th is that
no.
day. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
it just depends. Now, if both series
June 9th
ends,
would be good.
The 9th would be tremendous.
Well, no, but if both series go to like five games only, then the series and the Stanley Cup, it goes forward a week. So it would be like June 4th, so I could do it.
That weekend of going into New York with the boys, doing a dinner – I would even, Mike, I don't know if you'd be up for it, but I would go to the, I love going to the press conference before Friday night, get you all excited and the weigh-ins Friday.
But, yeah, I can't do the weigh-in
because
I have something Friday night, but Saturday, obviously.
Saturday to go to the fights, Marab for Sugar Sean, who Sugar Sean is going to come on, I believe. That's not officially confirmed prior to the fights. And then Sunday, Yankees, Red Sox, followed up by dinner with the boys. D-Man, you got it. We got to have you. That's a grade A weekend. That's as good as it gets.
I'll try as much as I can. Now, I want to say that, you know, I'm going to take O'Malley because he's friend of the pod, but it's going to be hard to beat Marab.
I agree.
Yeah. I tell you what, I hope
if there was no allegiance, Marab, I would be hammered.
I hope Uncle Dana puts us in the same exact spot.
No.
I don't need cage side. Dude, I'm telling you, I know cage side is special. I'm sure it is. Bob, I don't disagree. But Bob, do you not agree, Bob, if you're not first row on the cage at the seats we had, that first perch?
It's the best seat in the house.
It is
the best scene in the house.
It is. But look at Joe. Joe has to be on
the. No, I don't have to be. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you do.
It's an experience. No, I don't have to.
No,
be
the experience was the same thing because we could walk right onto the floor. It wasn't like we couldn't go on
Michael,
the floor.
The blood was splattering. I could see.
Joe, I got to be honest. I don't want blood to splatter on me. I'm going to be totally honest. I don't need the blood.
No, I didn't get any on me.
I got the mouth guard.
My two favorite moments of UFC is when Poirier beat St. Denis and I jumped on Joe on the chair next to Burrow and everybody on
right
the
after
chair.
He asked me to take a picture with Liver King.
Correct. And then the second one, in no particular order, is Mikey V catching that Kevin Allen mouthpiece was one of the funny catch it, Mikey. Or Mike calling Clemson Mike to Mercedes Lewis entire night for Rodgers.
I still will never live that down.
No, not Clemson. Was it Clemson Mike?
But Mikey, yeah. We got that picture with
Mike
Rodgers.
Williams.
Seeing how happy you were where you got the picture with Rodgers and then going into the seats to start the night. That was tremendous.
It was
well,
cool
the Rodgers thing was sick, man.
Yeah, it was cool.
That was really
could not have been nicer.
Is he not going to play this year? Like, what is going on?
I think he'll eventually sign with Pittsburgh, but I don't know what's going
on. Lord only knows what's taken so long, though.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think he really gives a shit. You know?
I
just no. Not that he doesn't give a shit in a bad way. I just think like he's just gonna go at his own. You know what I mean, Bobby?
Oh.
He marches to the beat of his own drum. If he signs in June, he doesn't care. Like he just doesn't care.
But don't you think though that he does want his whole like retirement tour and like to end better than it did with the.
Remember what we heard in Wisconsin from a reliable source is that there's a potential he's waiting out to go to play with Minnesota.
Oh, with Minnesota. Yeah. I had heard that
would
previously.
Be devastating.
Yeah.
But aren't they giving, they're giving McCarthy the go, no?
Yeah, they're going to go with JJ. They're going to go with JJ.
All right, Mikey, we got to go over to you, and then we got to get into the top five.
Yes, we do, gentlemen. I am going to sell this week, and I'm going to sell something It was a discussion actually that I had with this guy. He's a comedian. He came on that the high stakes high stakes hot takes.
Isn't that your show?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
High stakes hot takes. It's a tongue twister, Bob. It's a tongue twister.
I forgot the name of his show.
This guy Joe List, this comedian, he brought up something, and I got to agree with him on this. This is a big sell, and he talked about it. In social settings, when you go to a party and they ask, like, I'm going to order a bunch of pizzas.
Oh, I saw this.
It was basically a sell of ordering any pizzas with toppings. And he brought it up. He goes, if you're at like a party, like everybody that always wants to order like some kind of exotic pizza, they always just end up having maybe one slice of that. And then they could just go right to the plane. Yeah. They go right to the plane. And I got to tell you, I thought about it and it's the truest statement maybe of all time. When you're having a party or something like that, just order plain pizzas and maybe one or two pies of pepperoni. That's it. Just order the plain pies because the other pies, they never go. They never go unless it's like a Sicilian, which I really don't consider like an exotic pie because it's basically just a square pie, a little bit thicker.
Give me like a barbecue chicken pizza.
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't order a Hawaiian pie, like the pineapple and the ham, and like it just never goes.
Not
like
a bad pie.
Specialty pies to me are like there's a time and place for them. It's not at a party with a lot of people because again, I think people just they start panicking when they go up to the boxes.
I like
and
the
then they just revert to the plane. You know what I mean? I think specialty slices are reserved for the stop in the pizza parlor.
Yeah,
itself.
When
you walk in and then you see all the varieties and you say, you know what? I don't want a pie of taco pizza, but I sure as fuck will have one slice of taco pizza or a chicken Caesar salad pizza, which
yeah,
is
that's a fair. That's a fair
really
statement.
Good.
It's,
a really
good it's a good take. It does never, ever go. It really, you know what it I doesn't. Can't do is like, sometimes we're just like, I'll do a cheese pie and then the white pie. Like, you can't have more than one of the white pie. And it looks good at the time, but it ends up just being too much.
I love a good white broccoli. I do. I think a white broccoli slice hits really nice. It's just, again, like, it's tough to do a whole pie of that. It's very tough.
All right. Good stuff. Now we're going to head on over to our top five. The D-Man. If you look at where I was, the commanding lead that I had in the top five, it is dwindling into the night.
He's on fire, this kid, dude.
The Brilliant Dumb Show tracker hasn't put up the standings in a while. I want to see the standings. Unless I'm just missing it, then I apologize.
Did you miss it?
Yeah,
nah,
maybe.
Maybe he said he's not getting paid. It's
the D-Man is red hot. I still have one. Joey D's right on my tail. And then Mikey V is back there. But
What did we do? So wait,
I keep coming in. I feel like I've come in second. Like,
fuck. Yeah, what was the last two that we did? So we did the last
week was the nostalgia, and the week before was the worst franchises.
So he has the one with the worst franchises. He just doesn't have the one.
No, I missed that. 1 week.
So what's the total?
So the one. So it's now 26, 24, and well, 15.
It.
Joe thinks that like bothers me. It doesn't.
So. Is that including Joe, your win last week?
No, I'm at 24 now. This is but the week before. So I'm two behind you.
Yeah.
Wow, the lead's cut to two,
dude,
Bob.
He's been good. I'm nipping
at those heels, Bob. And the fact that he did it last week while in the state he was in.
I know.
Really... Now I'm gonna say something.
I'm a
about
big nostalgia
week.
Guy though.
I dropped a huge ball last week because I thought of it before the pod, and I said I'm gonna fucking nail it with this pick, and I just completely just went out of my brain. You know what I was gonna say, Joe?
Which one?
Pogs.
Oh, Mikey, I had that written down.
Pogs.
I'm not
I
even
feel like if I had said show. Pogs, it would have hit, man.
Look, it's the first one on my list, Pogs.
I don't know how I forgot it.
Remember the Slammer?
Yeah, the Slammers, bro.
I don't know what that is.
I know,
that's why Mikey and I see eye to eye. With the
that was before you, that was before Bob's time, Pogs.
That's why we're 7 years your elder.
Yo, shut up, dude. All right.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, so this one is going to be top five funniest athletes. I think we've done this before, but we haven't done it.
We have not. I don't think we have.
Not in the snake draft form.
I don't think we have ever. I think we
you
did.
Might
I,
have.
I think I we remember. Did. I think we did like the nicest athletes or the athletes we'd most want to hang out with or something like that. I don't think we've done funniest. I really don't think we have.
I think we did, just not in snake draft form. You could be right. All right, so Joe, you get to pick first. Mikey, second. Joe, where do you want to go?
This is tough. I will go first.
Okay. And Mikey, where would you like to go, sir?
I'm going to go second because I do think there's a clear 1-2.
Okay.
That's why I'm not going third, because I don't want to miss that.
So top five funniest athletes.
At number one, I'm going to go with Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay. I'm gonna go Sir Charles.
I think
Barkley.
That was...
I like Shaq a lot. He was very high on my list, but I'm gonna go Chuck because I had to take.
I think they're 1-2. That was the 1-2 that I had.
I think Chuck was the clear cut one.
I don't
but
know.
Shaq is good.
Clear cut.
Shaq's a great.
Shaq
pick.
Is so good, man.
It's a great pick.
Okay, I'm gonna go with give me Marshawn Lynch.
That's a good one.
And then give me Peyton Manning.
That's a really good start.
Yeah, I do agree that there was a clear-cut 1 and 2.
I'm going to take Mike Tyson second round.
God, I really love that pick.
I'm going to go with Pat McAfee. And then on the way back, I'll go with Rob Gronkowski.
Okay.
The Gronker.
This is where it starts to get hard now, boys.
Goes to you, right, Mikey?
Yeah, it's to me. I'm going to take – now, we could take any – dead or alive is fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'm going to take Bill Walton. I thought Bill Walton was hysterical.
He was good. Now, Bob's got two picks, right? This is so much nicer doing without eating the hot chip, dude.
I could imagine. I can imagine it's a little
Michael, better. There was one point where you couldn't get a pick towards the end.
I know, I was
like beside myself.
That was, you know why I couldn't get that pick? Because I was thinking of the fucking Pogs and I couldn't spit it out. Fuck.
That might have won it for you, to be completely honest. That might have taken you over the edge.
Pogs, fuck.
So I'm going to go give me Muhammad Ali and then give me Paul Bissonnette.
The Biz. All right, I'm going to take Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Yeah, apparently he's a riot. Because I looked it up. A lot of people have said that.
He's hysterical, bro. Zlatan. Joseph, your last two.
I'll go with David Ortiz.
The big poppy.
It's a good one.
And I have one pick left, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll go with Terry Bradshaw. I think he's he's for years he's been hysterical on that NFL broadcast. And then we got Mikey, and then
I'm going to take the other Manning brother, who I think Eli is as hysterical as Peyton. I got to be honest, I think Eli's fucking hilarious.
Like, he's a little corny.
I think that he does that and trolls Peyton, and I think it's fucking hysterical.
Yeah, okay, personally. I can see where you're going from. I mean, I think Peyton is funnier for sure.
Yeah,
but it's not a bad last pick, Mikey.
I'm gonna take Eli.
I'm going to go with the guy who, although I hate, give me nightmares. He was some of the shit he did. He has one of my all-time favorite sports moments. I'm going to go with Manny Ramirez. But do you remember the game, Mikey, where
he threw the ball backwards?
No. Yes, I remember that. But one was, there was a ball that got hit into the gap, and the outfielder he picks up the ball, and he throws it, and for some reason, Manny Ramirez jumps in.
He cuts it off.
It was one of the – I have never
– I think that's what I was thinking of. I don't know if he's ever thrown the ball backwards. I think I was thinking of the cutoff play. That was the most incredible thing.
Why did he do that?
Nobody knows.
They're still trying to figure it out.
And they asked him after the game, and his English was so bad that nobody ever ended up really knowing what he did.
You know a funny story about – so you know Shane from Cameo? He told me that he got Manny on Cameo, but apparently he's just like a hit or miss because his English is still not very good. So he gets the cameos come in and he's trying to read them and he's messing them all up.
That's awesome.
Apparently it's hysterical.
He was
I would just
best.
Tell him to do it in Spanish because I would just Google Translate.
En español.
Por
favor.
Joe getting Ortiz first is better, but Ramirez was amazing. That's one of the first lists. Usually there's a few more guys on the list that I have, but it almost all got taken. But go ahead, Mikey. Let's read out who everybody got.
All right, Joe with the one pick has got Shaq, McAfee, the Gronk, David Ortiz, Terry Bradshaw. I have Charles Barkley, Mike Tyson, Bill Walton, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Eli Manning. Bob has Marshawn Lynch, Peyton Manning, Muhammad Ali, Biz, and Man Ram.
I think it's you. I think I'm the favorite, but that could be.
Ortiz is a good one, man.
I think the Bradshaw is where it isn't going to help the list. I know it's hard with the five. I think you had it till Bradshaw. Still may have it. I don't know.
You know who I was going to go with, who I think is really funny? Well, is you guys remember the White Mamba, Brian Scalabrine?
Oh, yeah.
He's just hysterical.
Do you know who is good, too? Honorable mention. Greatest nickname in all of sports. Lemon Pepper Lou.
Yeah.
Lou Williams was it's my favorite.
I also had Joakim Noah was really funny. I had him on the list as well.
Yeah, or I'll give you another one. Jokic. Jokic is hysterical.
Yogi Berra too. One guy who was. Yogi Berra is so.
Oh, you mean Novak Djokovic?
What's that?
Novak Djokovic.
Is that I mean Yogi Berra.
I'm talking about Bob.
Oh
no, Nikola Jokic.
Oh, you mean the
Jokic, the basketball player.
I know because. Yeah. You know who else is very funny is Djokovic, the tennis player, is really good.
Yeah,
name sounds familiar.
When I was looking into it, a lot of people put him. But all right, ladies and gentlemen, that does it for another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Really, really good stuff, fellas. Sydney Bob coming next week. Please remind me because I'll definitely forget. I'm gonna have to.
Cinnabob.
So all it is cinnamon just isn't supposed
He's
to sit there.
Take a tablespoon.
It's not a tablespoon, Joe. It's a tea. I think we have to solidify that.
We'll look this up.
A tablespoon and a teaspoon. It's a big difference.
That's not that big a difference. But it's essentially a spoon of cinnamon that you put in your mouth, you swallow it, you go like this.
Dude.
Oh, and then the pop. Swallow it?
Yes.
Oh,
dude, he's going to cough it up.
the cloud.
Did you ever see Joe? Did you ever see that movie? What the fuck was it? The Hocus Pocus. You ever see that movie? Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
Do you remember the guy in that movie who was like the dead guy, the dead boyfriend that they brought back, and they cut the stitches to his mouth open, and when they did, he just poofed out. Like, that's gonna be Bob with the cinnamon.
Yo, it'll be another 1 out of 10 though, Bob. That's
it'll be so good.
Oh. Cinema.
He's gonna cough. It's gonna be unfucking real.
And then we need suggestions for Ticket, because Ticket is ready to go for something too. So let's keep it going. Thank you for all us.
Any suggestions for challenges, please fire them in.
Yes, might be the new thing now, man. Might just be what we have to do. but that does scumbags. It. Another edition of the Brilliant Dumb Show. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you next week.